Do less guess. What's up? We're back, and Jake's got to cover up those tasty thighs, man. The desk is in the shop, so.
Yes, got a little skateboard to cover up my TTs today, my tasty thighs, so. Thanks for the skateboard, Trey.
Yeah, dude.
It's coming in handy. Well, appreciate it.
TT for the TTs, man. TikTok. TikTok board. Nice. Show the people. Make sure TikTok's.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay. Well,
sorry, I was trying to do a little kickflip.
Were
in
you
the
well
air.
In? With the...
Whoa.
We're gonna start off hot with why are you doing so much? Oh. And I've had a horn-sized pimple on my face for better part of a week. One of those that's just not going away.
Okay.
And because you're do less guests, I chose to not be ashamed, and I'm just rocking it right now. Fortunately, it is right here, so I've just worn my glasses, and no one knows.
But today, they knows.
I woke up just like, you know what? I'm sick of wearing these glasses. This shouldn't still be here, but it is. I don't know what to do about it. So that's why I'm doing so much pimples, man. I used to have probably above average, maybe average pimple vibes.
Yeah, I was average acne boy.
Yeah, acne boy as well. Yeah. Back knee?
No, never.
Yeah, not really back knee, which is I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It seems weird, like a weird place for it to grow there.
Chest knee?
Did you fertilize that? No.
Okay.
Just the face. I keep it regular.
Yeah.
Just the face. Yeah. Occasionally the lip. Oh, that's no fun.
Or right in the inside of the nostrils.
That's also no fun. That'll bring tears to your eyes. Cool. That was the first COVID test right there.
Yeah, it really
was. It's like
was.
Getting in there and you're just the tear drop goes down.
Yeah.
And you're like, 10 more seconds.
Yeah. 20 seconds of insane courage. What is that from? That's the movie.
They bought the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. what's that movie? 20 Seconds of Insane Courage.
It does kind of sound familiar. Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea what it's from, but I have seen it.
You had to get in there, man. That was the original.
You guys know it.
But
What?
We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, it was
We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, never mind.
I heard it was a zoo movie.
I haven't seen that movie, so.
And I, you know, with Katie, she has all these potions and patches, and she's putting this and that on it. It's not fixing the problem. And it's one of those where you squeeze it and it doesn't pop. It's like it's messing with you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you put like, do you apply like face wash on like a regular basis?
I have a face wash in the shower, yes. So when I do my quick showers, it's just like my face wash is just 2 seconds, rinse, and then it's just kind of wash the pits, wash the booty, the bits, the
pits and bits.
Pits and bits is a classic guy shower.
Uh-huh.
So I go pits, bits,
zits.
Zits.
Yeah, nice. Do you wash your legs? Me and my buddy Brad were having this conversation. Like, do you put your hands on your legs and move them around?
Well, that feels like two different questions. Do I wash my legs? Yes. Do I actually scrub my legs with my hands? No.
You are more like a, remember the water cycle back in like 8th grade science? Mm-hmm. The water runoff? You're more of a soap runoff
guy. Yeah, trickle down guy.
Trickle down.
Economy, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you wash your legs.
Mm-hmm.
You let the soap from your pits run down your legs.
Uh-huh.
And you feel good about that?
I do. How about you?
I get in there.
You get in there. Nice. Okay.
I do that. No, I do a little Tim the Tool Man Taylor too.
Nice.
When I do it.
I will say, is there any better feeling? So we went to Florida. Very fortunate timing. On the beach all day. We're playing spikeball, covered in sand and sweat. And so I did like a full, kind of a ranch hand shower where I'm using the cheap stuff they give me and I'm scrubbing everywhere because I got sand everywhere.
It's like a spring cleaning.
Yeah. And I emerged from that shower feeling better than I ever feel. Is there better shower in the world than the post beach day shower?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I played sand volleyball. I mean, I guess it was a while ago, but I hadn't been sandy in a while, and yeah, you know how dirty you are. I need to get my finger between my toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you come out shiny.
Yeah,
you come out shiny. It's you come out reflecting, man. The sun.
Refreshing.
It does feel good.
Yeah. Do you not do a face wash?
No, I would say once every fortnight or so I will take my body wash and be like, I should probably put this on my face a little bit. And then I call it good.
Yeah. One of my favorite things that Katie loves is when she gets zits more often, which I think most girls do. But I'll just say, you know, why you're getting those is because you're doing too much washing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of let it go. She's like, it's because I wear makeup. But I got and she every time she gets fired up. And so it's one of my favorites.
I don't know.
She'll just get another zit. I'm like, you're washing it too much.
Too much.
She's like, if you say that. So she's all week. She's just repeatedly been like, how's that horn on your head? She's really giving it back to me.
Yeah. That's too bad. Girls are so just like in tune with what's going on in their body, especially their face. This has stuck out to me. This a woman said this to me 6 years ago. It stuck with me. I like offered her like I don't know, something chocolate. She's like, oh, I can't have chocolate. It makes me break out. And I'm like, you could lock me in a room for 5 years and have me do my own clinical studies on myself, and I would never determine that chocolate makes me break out. Mm-hmm. I would never notice that.
She says, my zit right here shows that I drank alcohol. She's like, that's an alcohol zit.
They know.
They come here. I'm like, what are you... What? And then she's like, yeah.
Oh, she meant like specifically. Like,
yeah. She's like,
oh, that's rhino zit. That's, yeah, it's alcohol.
It's gin. Did you have gin and tonic? she's like a zin chin zit. Cheese it.
It's a shih tzu.
It comes in and that's from like stress or something. I don't know. She just makes it up.
Stress and tequila. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's lip zit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they could say anything. It's probably girl code. Just make it up and make guys feel dumber.
Right.
Just act like you know what you're talking about.
I'm like, oh, this will go away soon. We got the pits, bits, and zits. Shower.
Let me just shower off a little bit. I realized recently that my new house, I've talked about the shower and situations there. I think I have. Yeah, I did.
The plumbing situation.
We have soft water in our, like a soft water thing installed in our house. I've never had that before. So fun fact.
Tell me more.
Have you heard of that? Soft water?
Kind of.
Yeah, I kind of know too.
Is my water soft?
I don't know. I'd have to shower.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Pop in there, man.
All right. Here, you hold the skateboard. I'm going to go shower. I didn't know. I think it's like a nice,
it's high
rich person thing.
Oh. And it just makes.
It's supposed to. I think it's just good for you. I don't know. I was kind of banking on you knowing this. You're kind of my soft water go-to guy. Derek, you know about soft water?
Does it make you feel slimy?
Yeah.
I don't think they would market it as slimy.
It's, what's that the stuff that kind of went around viral? It's
Tide Pods. Like
thick water or whatever. Oh. Or something. It's like what old people need to drink or something when they're like on their deathbed. I don't know. But it's like a syrupy water.
Molasses water.
Is that what you're showering in?
No, it just thick slightly water. Feels like, I would say more soapy rather than slimy. Like when you get, like when it's on you, like it feels like you get a little soap residue on you, but it's just soft water.
Mm. Look at you.
So that's something.
No, yeah. No, we actually have filters in all our, so it's like I'm showering in bottled water.
Ooh.
I'm kidding. I made that up. I'd love it. That's not even a thing. I don't, that'd be sick.
It seems like maybe a little bit of a waste. So yeah, that's probably good for you.
Cool.
Where are we at? What are we talking about?
Why are you doing so much?
My why are you doing so much is the fact that it's been single digits Fahrenheit for, I don't know how long. Doesn't matter. It seems like my whole life at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in Florida, so don't with me. Okay. All right, you've been in Florida for four days. It has been, Derek's with me. It has been single digits here for probably at least 10 days straight. I don't want to exaggerate, but probably at least 10 days. No sign of letting up. It's going to be cold for another like 5 days. And this is just brutal. It affects my mood. It affects my toes.
Does it affect your productivity?
I don't have a good circulation. Mm-hmm. Productivity. A little bit. I mean, we do a lot of our work indoors, so we're pretty fortunate in that sense.
But I feel like there was a few days where I was like, this is kind of, you know, I'm huddled in. This is kind of nice. And then I was like, I just don't want to do anything. This is kind of sad.
Yeah. Maybe in the mornings, I'm a little less productive because it is, why are you doing so much 2.0? Split level home. Heat rises. These are facts. Mm-hmm. One more fact. I'm in the back corner. So down in the living room, frigid. You put your shoes on in the morning and it's like, oh, did I leave ice cubes in my shoes overnight? Yeah. What was I thinking?
Wait, did the snow get in here? That happened to me. I was like, my shoes are wet. I'm like, oh no, they're just 2 degrees.
It's so cold down in the main level. And in my bedroom, I'm wearing not much more than a skateboard to bed because it is so hot up there. Really? And I don't know how to like even this out. Yeah. I'm waking up damp. I'm showering in soft water. It's ice water outside. I got a lot of issues.
That is an issue. Thanks. Yeah. I do have to, I got a little space heater going in my office.
Those are nice.
It's cold. Shockingly, there's like $20 space heater. The thing is, gets it fired up. Remember I bought them during the middle school Maddox shoot when some wise guy on the crew like flipped a switch on my heater in the basement. And
that was awesome.
I don't know why he chose to do that. He's probably like, screw this guy.
This is making 0.1 decibels worth of sound. Let me go and just flick this off and not tell anyone. This will help the show.
The heater's not working. And then it's like this hidden switch that I paid a guy to come say, yeah, it was just switched. And we got it back on. But it was like 20 degrees when we were shooting. So we bought space heaters. We had all the lights and the spacers plugged in. Cut the breaker in the house. We had to flip it back on. It's a disaster.
That was fun, too, because there was snow on the ground. Like, we would have to hide Like, they were still on the neighbor's houses, on their cars, but you were supposed to be mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
It's like, how do we do this?
We had my hose. Someone's job was to, like, hose off the snow on the front yard so we could shoot on it. That was quite the production, man. People have no idea how, like, how absurd of a ordeal middle school medics was. Everyone's like, season two. Season two. I'm like, okay. Season two, man. We're going to need another. Now it's, I remember we were trying to do something for middle school medics, and we really might have, if not for COVID, but, like, if you want to do this whole production, you have to go through the union's Screen Actors Guild. Mm-hmm. And with COVID now, you have to hire a COVID specialist to be on site, and you have to do, like, a daily COVID test. And, like, all of that, by the way, it's just, it's going to add, like, $8,000 to the budget. Sweet. Like, well, then we're not, Jake and I don't spend $8,000 on COVID regulations. So,
and we also don't get COVID.
Yeah.
We have nothing to worry
right.
about.
Right. We're also immune. Dude, I did probably 3 or 4 days ago just have, like, a tickle in my throat. You know when before you're about to get, like, a cold or maybe a sinus infection, you get that tickle the
morning
day
tickle.
Before.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I pray this doesn't turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've mastered this. I used to be sick all the time, and I learned it was just because I slept, like, 4 hours a night and, like, just ate popcorn.
Weird.
And so when I get the tickle, I have a system. I go, hit me with some vitamins, hit me with a little over-the-counter. I'm getting 9 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Water, water, water. Woke up, good to go.
You go soft or hard water?
Thick.
Yeah. Get some mucus out.
Spoon.
Yeah.
But
that's smart. That's a good system.
I was very ill in December for the first time in my adult life. By I mean adult life, I mean by paying the time I've paid my bills. I spent half my adult life in college.
That's
for
true.
Like 6 years, but
this was this December? I don't remember this. What happened to you?
I was deathly ill.
When you were gone.
Yeah, it was right, a huge right. L. I don't know what happened there.
Do you think?
Felt very much like COVID, but I was negative 2 times, so I guess not.
I think I'll talk quietly so she can't hear us. Do you think Katie drugged you, maybe? Yeah. Do you think she goes, she's like, all right, we're kind of away.
Yeah.
Very secluded.
Holy crap. Yeah, I actually do. I think it goes both ways. This is a very open concept home, not to brag, so the sound really cares. Actually,
travels.
There's a weird negative to this house. Where it's like a skinny house, 3 stories. Why am I still whispering? And it's but it's kind of like, okay, we're gonna do this kind of open thing, and if you're anywhere in the house and someone yells, you have no clue what floor they're on.
Yeah, I mean, last week I opened the front door, you're like, hey, or something.
Yeah,
it wasn't like I'm down here up here, just like, hey, what's up, dude? And I had no clue where you were. I didn't.
Yeah, so basement means, like, okay, Jake would join me in the basement, we'd get to work. Upstairs means, okay, Trey's, like, I guess, like, getting dressed, or I don't know what he's doing.
Trying to pop his head.
So I was down in the basement for probably a good 5 minutes while I was like, I put it together, like, oh, he's not, I mean, down here. And you thought I was upstairs.
Yeah.
What house, like, can do that?
Yeah, it was pretty
you
cool.
You mistaken me by 2 floors.
I was way off. I was so sure you were upstairs. And it turns out you were in, like, the downstairs corner.
Yeah.
Like, how did it do that?
But yeah, I think maybe it's a thing where, like, we had postponed this trip for a long time.
She didn't like that.
I think day 1 or 2 was pretty good. I remember Oklahoma State had a basketball game. I was like, I might watch that. Maybe she was like, you know what? That's enough out of this guy.
I'll tell you when you need to start getting really nervous is, let me tell you a quick allegory here, Trey. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, there was a young girl who got a pet snake. She always wanted a snake. Got one. Loved it. It was named Spanky.
Satan.
It was later changed to Satan. But yeah, at the time it was Spanky.
It's the prequel.
And every night she would sleep in bed, in her bed with Spanky. And he would coil up at the foot of her bed, and she loved Spanky very much. As she got older, the snake got older, got bigger. One night she thought the snake was getting sick. Something was going on, because instead of coiling up at the end of the bed like he always does, he was, like, completely elongated, laying down, like, directly next to her. She's like, what's going on? He did this for 3 nights in a row.
Is this like the birds and the bees talk?
Yes. When a woman loves a snake very, very much, the snake is fully elongated 3 days in a row. They finally take it to the vet.
4 days, call your doctor.
She says, vet, what is going on? I think my snake is sick. And he says, you need to give me that snake. We need to put it down right now. He is laying himself out to measure if he can swallow you whole. And is why you need to be careful of Katie. If you ever
because
see
she's
her
my height.
Yeah, laying
crap
down next to you. And,
oh,
like,
she's tall as heck.
Like, how, like, t- tall she is, if she's like measuring herself horizontally next to you, she's trying to see if she could swallow
her,
you whole.
Her middle school nickname was Lollipop because she was so tall and had a big head. So she, dude, she's perfectly built to swallow me whole.
Yes.
Large opening,
and then you kind of contract it as it goes down, like an accordion.
Crap.
So be careful.
Yeah, and I have, you know, I've been doing my burpees. I've been doing my spin class. I'm slender, man.
You are slender.
She's going to be able to.
Yeah. Crap. They used to call you Peach in high school because you were more narrow at the top and then wider down low.
So that's a would pair?
Shoot.
Hey, out in Missouri, I never seen a peach or a pear.
We had hay and we had feed. That's it.
She's got that banana bottom, that big round, you know, the big round thing. Is that a strawberry in your pants? You're just happy to see me. Jake, what are you? Do you not know your fruits are?
Is that a strawberry in your pants?
Oh my gosh.
Oops.
That's a funny guy. That's a hilarious character. Guy who just has no idea what fruits are.
Yeah. Just wow. Like trying to be sneaky and just like, oh, what do you guys want on your pizza? Yeah, like, should we get some peaches on it? Is that normal?
Hawaiian style.
Yeah.
Let's do Hawaiian style. Get some grapes.
Peaches and cream. A couple sliced grapes.
Yeah. That'd be good, right?
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, pineapple on pizza. Oh, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
No. I like banana split.
Yeah. Is there a reason we're doing communion with this apple juice? Because I mean, it's delicious.
Yeah. I would prefer some oranges, right? Right?
Dude, speaking of communion, I have a take. I think some of these churches, it's a big new thing to make everything trendy. Speaking of communion, I think churches are making communion a bit too delicious. Have you been to a church? I mean, I haven't been to one in a while because of obvious reasons. But I started to go to these churches where they were serving up like Hawaiian rolls for communion. And it was distracting because you're in there trying to be, you know, Jesus, my Lord and Savior, take a bite. And I'm like, that is some buttery goodness.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to swallow it. I want to just kind of cherish it a little bit.
It's supposed to be like a tough reminder. And I'm like, I mean, do you have like a garlic butter? This is hitting different.
Yeah, this is interesting. I would actually prefer the gluten-free one just so I can, it's just not a good representation of what Jesus went through if it tastes this good.
Yeah, exactly. This is way different. Gluten-free, they have almost everywhere now.
Yeah.
Which, do you think, how far do you think they'll go with that? Like paleo, what if you're paleo?
Yeah. Keto.
Keto. Yeah. So you got.
What did they serve there?
Pork rinds and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Like a.
In remembrance of me. You guys don't know, Jesus was a big mayonnaise guy. So you're welcome.
Big mayonnaise. I mean, he did the. Remember when Jesus made the demons get out? He put them into the pack of swine.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone take a pork rind.
I know most of your Bibles are going to say he turned water into wine. I've got a different translation.
Mm-hmm.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. I don't know. It's how the Greek translates. It looks like mayonnaise.
The Greek, look at the Greek. They look like they like mayonnaise.
Just look. Have you ever seen a Greek person?
Yeah.
They've had some mayonnaise.
There's not a party. There's not a Greek party without a little bit of mayo. Miracle whip? You think it's called that on accident? Miracle. Jesus whipped through the temple. Gather round.
I think it's starting to make quite a bit of sense, huh? Yeah.
What if you got someone in there? What are the other crazy diet? What other diets would keep you from having? What if you're on Whole 30? I don't think you're allowed to have juice on Whole 30.
Whole 30 is what? No carbs, right? So definitely no bread.
Definitely no bread, and definitely no juice. So what is a Whole 30 person's communion? It's.
I think wood.
Wood
and prune juice.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense to me. Did you, you probably did a lot of church camps. Did you ever do the thing where you had to, like, write down your sins and nail them to a symbolic cross?
I've put my sins everywhere. I've put them on a cross. I've thrown them in a fire. I've thrown them in a balloon and let them fly. My sins are all over this earth. Yeah, I've put them everywhere.
That's so true. In a balloon. too.
Dude, they've gone everywhere.
Yeah. You just wrote them. Just some, there's some cute Dutch boy walking around. It's like Jake Triplett, mean to mom. Probably shouldn't have Googled that. And they're like, what are these falling from the sky?
What is going on? Yeah, every year, summer camp, it's like, oh, I have to give him to this like trained labradoodle and he's going to go toss him into, just every year, that's something new. Yeah.
I mean, man, do you think, I versus did the cross one, so you had hundreds of like sticky notes on a cross and someone cleaned up, how much money would you have paid to be the guy that's like, I'll take care of this, and you're just going through them like, oh, ooh, Kathy.
Dude, I've been on the on that end of it before. I have.
No, you, did you read them?
No. Yeah. I swear. Yeah, at Canicac when I was on staff. I
know someone was reading them when I was doing it. I was like, I'm going to be a good sport. I'm going to do this. And like, this is probably good, but somebody's reading this, man.
Yeah, and part of it was like, you know, we didn't, no one was admitting like, we're looking for a little entertainment here. And they are anonymous. But, you know, you kind of almost wanted to make sure like, no one's like,
they are
I got to stop thinking about suicide. Or, you know, if that that's was on fair. There, okay, then it's like, all right, let's try to find this person. But yeah, there's some good ones. And it's like, it's so cute. In middle school camp, someone's just like, yeah, I'm mean to my dog. And you're like, you're probably good then. You're probably a pretty good kid.
I flipped off my dog.
Yeah. Those are the best ones. Yeah, just so, true. So that's innocent. True.
Middle schooler.
I still don't like asparagus. Okay, so that's not really a sin. And honestly, I'm right there with you.
Well, my also, mom really makes it seem like it is. She's really pissed about it.
Also, while we're talking food, what is a peach?
Yeah.
I still don't know. I almost wrote that down. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Can't eat fruit. Don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I've been there. Yeah,
it's good on stuff. The side of the road, like watermelons for sale. Like this guy thinks he's selling... That he realizes they're just like really, really big bananas.
Yeah. These are raisins. Okay. What did I say? Oh, the sign says watermelons. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Figured it out. Okay. Figuring that out.
Oh, speaking of raisins, I saw the movie
Balloons.
Yeah, dude.
What are fires, crosses.
You had to go quick to the cross too, because that you run out of room quickly. Mm. Like especially if you're nailing, like you need some adequate room to nail. So you get there late to the game.
I think the fire is better. You just go ahead and no one sees it, and then it's just tough because the one I did with the cross is like, okay, we're gonna do this meditative, like kind of relaxing, peaceful thing, and you got Dean over there just hammering his sins on it. They're like, okay, this is distracting.
Yeah, it's like some song, and I'll stand. With arms high. Ah, it's not going.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have another nail?
2020 was tough. I got 6 more of these. Oh. So funny.
What was it saying? Oh, speaking of raisins, I saw a movie last night.
Now I just tell it to Alexa. Sorry.
Oh, what? Oh,
now,
your Sims.
Just, I think the new tech versions of that. Like, just type it in your phone. It'll go to the cloud.
Alexa, tell my pastor cloud. I'm sorry. I'll talk to him when I see him. He knows.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I kind of nailed that board in myself.
Yeah, my hand hurts really bad.
That was not good.
I have a full intense spike ball. I have a full abrasion from where the spike ball frame. I dove onto it. Dudes, we played at the beach. We played spike ball 10 hours a day. It is so fun. We had a couple heated moments. I almost got in a fight with Connor. You know him? Yeah. So
like actually like got pretty upset at each other?
I mean, not, we're good buddies and that's happened a lot. It's like one of those, you're good friends and like you get after each other a little bit, but like no actual threat of like something happening, but like we were just like talking smack.
And yeah.
It begins with like, oh, it's your serve. I'll toss it to you. And it's been like, it's your serve. It's like, go get the ball. Or you throw it away from him. Or you like, we're kicking sand in each other's face. I beat him on like, he dove for a ball and missed it. And while he was on the ground, I shoveled sand over his face. Jeez. And he got up and kicked sand at me. It's just funny when you're good friends around other guys who don't know us as well. So other guys are like, easy guys, easy.
He will be fine once I could see him again. Was it fun though? Florida was good.
Oh, it really was. It was a great crew. Everyone got along great.
Yeah, sounds like it.
No, yeah, I really did. Like, it was a perfect length. I love a 4-night trip, especially with a group. You could tell, like, the very last night, there's a couple, like, moments of...
Yeah, I'll do the dishes again.
Yeah.
No, I'll get them.
Yeah, you're like, it's probably time to go home, but...
How many couples?
5 couples.
That's nice.
Good group. We'd had a...
Airbnb?
Hotel. Just because Airbnbs were, like, not happening. We booked it really late because we pivoted from our, like, Mexico trip because
oh, that's right.
Last minute they're like, you gotta have a COVID test. Like, we're not doing all that.
Yeah.
And we just, hotel worked actually perfect for a couple's trip because like everyone just gets their own room, kind of your own thing.
It's good.
We're all at the same place. People can get whatever room they want.
Like every now and then you like see another couple in the elevator. Like, oh, yeah. How fun is this?
So it's a good time.
I assume.
It was really fun. What were you gonna say?
What was I gonna say?
Were you saying something about Brittany?
Raisins.
Raisins.
We can talk about Brittany later.
I swear you did. I just made that up.
I watched a movie last night, and they didn't address it or make it seem weird at all, but Miles Teller, it's the movie Whiplash, they're at the movies, and he's just like pouring raisinettes in his popcorn to watch a movie. Is that a normal thing?
They no, kind of I think like that's symbolism thing. To the movie. That's why he struggles so much to drum, because he's a pansy. Yeah, he puts raisins in his.
Very strange.
Again, are you sure they're raisins?
Then again, I don't know. It could have been anything.
They were chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Like, no, they were raisins. I know the difference. They
were raisins. I just didn't know if that was a normal thing.
I don't
comment below if you've ever had raisinettes with your popcorn. One of those
regional things. I don't know.
Yeah, but
I like raisins. Do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like people don't. I have leftover raisins from a carrot cake I baked, and I was like, "Katie, do you want some of these raisins?" And she just very quickly was like, "No."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, I thought I like raisins."
I'll take some raisins in my Raisin Bran. I like that cereal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Raisin
nice.
Canes.
Sure. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's got to be very one of my good. Favorite raisins.
Yeah.
They have good sweet tea there.
My great aunt, she's done a lot of tanning in her life. And
oh, I thought you were going to say just like she's been raising her kids for a while.
No, she's not.
She is. Very bad mother, actually.
Yeah, actually. But she looks like a raisin.
She's very shriveled. Mm-hmm. Raisin in the sun, like the poem.
Mother did a great job raising.
Good. Anyway, you ever seen the movie Whiplash?
What a great movie. I love it. I it's funny. Who'd you watch it with?
Watch
Solo?
With Brad and Isaac. Brad had seen the movie and loves it a lot. So it was like, you guys should watch it. So in a way, I felt like more inclined to love it because I had like a big fan to my right.
Yeah.
You know?
Was he like a cool like big fan movie guy, or was he like, what, this part really?
Yeah, I will say, no, he did a good job.
Oh, he did.
Because that is the worst.
That's like, the worst.
Hey, yeah, get off your phone. This is important.
Yeah, get it. It's one of those movies. So the movie is drummer kid trying to be like an intense drummer, and the protege is just classic mean guy. You got to keep doing it. He sees the potential in the kid, so that's why he's so mean to him.
Yeah.
But I watched it before, loved it. I tried to watch it with a Katie, or maybe my mom, or both. It's a classic. They're like, why is he talking so mean to him? Like, he should be nicer. And you're like, every now and then with Katie, I have to do a thing where I go, or, you know, someone will like get divorced in a movie. She's like, but they were, and she'll start like getting like closer to me. She's like, I just don't want to do without. Okay. These are actors. It's not real. I'm sure that actor is a nice guy. He's beaming. She's like,
he's not verbally abusive. His character is. Yeah, someone just a couple days ago, we were talking about chess, and they're like, I think that's so amazing in the Queen's Gambit, how she could like do all that on the ceiling and like remember all these old chess games. And I was like, it's a show. Yeah,
she did it.
It's fictional. She could have won the chess game and then flown off on her own accord to Switzerland if she wanted to.
Wow.
It's a show.
That's, I think we've talked about this before. That segues into one of my least favorite things when people try to discuss what's going to happen next in a fictional series. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just all made up.
Yeah. Like, what's the point in trying to predict this or trying to, like, speculate on it? It's not based off of even a book. It is just straight from, like, the screenwriter's brain. Mm. Who cares?
Who cares? But Whiplash, great movie. I want you to see it.
I thought it was pretty good. I was, expecting to really love it because Brad loved it so much.
It just kind of wasn't enough action for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely unique. It's cool. Like, Miles Teller's in every single scene, which is rare. He learned to play the drums himself for the movie, which is really cool.
That was awesome.
I feel like it didn't have enough, like, drama or intrigue. And, like, Nicole, I didn't have closure with Nicole.
Those are my type of movies. The ones that are very just, like, real life, realistic.
I will say that's a good point, too. Mm-hmm. 500 Days of Summer, probably one of my favorite rom-coms because it's pretty realistic. He doesn't end up with a girl. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes it happens that way. Yeah, if you haven't got around to watch that movie from 2013, oopsie daisy.
Yeah.
Spoiled it.
Zooey Deschanel.
She's nice.
Yeah, that she was in it. Apple?
Peaches? She has that pear body.
A little bit, which is not a bad thing.
But anyway, so I watched Whiplash. I watched the free Britney documentary. You need to watch it.
Oh, that's everywhere. It's Hulu, right? It's Hulu. I just canceled my Hulu. Dang it.
You have Spotify Premium, though, right?
Yes.
Spotify Premium comes with like the basic Hulu package.
It's all getting very confusing. I learned I had Hulu by clicking the Hulu app one time to be like, I should watch this. And it played.
You're
it.
Just logged in.
So I have this? I don't know. Great. Britney Spears. So it seems like people are really on her side now. I'm a guy who says Britney Spears is a lunatic. So what lunatic. do you have a new change my mind?
It's fun to kind of watch. I like documentaries of any type for the most part, but it's fun, kind of like the Tiger Woods documentary. It's fun to relive these celebrities that like you kind of knew because you were a kid when they're getting popular, you know. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of knowledge of what happened.
Yeah,
you know, we were probably like 14 years old when Britney shaved her head, and yeah, it's all everyone said, like, she's crazy. And then the documentary gives a lot more perspective on it. And just for instance, you know, without giving away too many details, like, she had to be one of the more like photographed celebrities of all time. Like, right when she kind of got her fame was right when, like, TMZ and tabloid culture started to get really popular. She was just, like, right place, right time. At one point in time, the documentary says that a photo of Britney Spears was going for $1 million, like, from, like, news outlets and tabloid outlets. Like, if you could get, like, the picture of Britney, you know, Spears, like, on public.
Wow, okay.
You're falling around like crazy. The documentary definitely leads you to believe that she was driven insane by the paparazzi. Is that true? I don't know. She won't text me back.
Yeah.
I can't get a hold of her. But,
crazy.
A lot of what it focuses on, are you familiar with like that conservatorship that she's under? Like, she has no control of like her life or finances.
Yeah, I don't know the details, but I guess, yeah, they like her family, they were able to like call her insane, so they have control over her estate.
Yeah, it's this weird legal thing that's almost primarily only reserved for like elderly people. Like, if you cannot really function in society,
yeah,
your like son or whatever will like take control of your finances. But Britney's been under this conservatorship since like 2008 or something. Like, she's done a world tour. She's had like a residency in Las Vegas. She's put out albums. Like, she's done all this stuff. She's made millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But is like not sane enough to live her own life or control her finances. That's where it gets interesting. It's like, but like Britney Spears isn't really like commenting on it. Like, she won't like talk to the press. So I think there is a side of it where it's like something's probably up a little bit.
If she's not coming out. She died. It's not even the real one.
Now we're talking.
Conspiracy. Let's get that going.
Now we're talking.
Is it really Britney?
Is it even her?
Mm-mm.
I think she died in 2006.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
I agree.
Sticking to that.
Justin Timberlake apologized. What did he do?
Well, I don't know. What did he apologize for?
I think for something about that documentary, it apparently made him look bad. Did it make him look bad?
A little bit. I'm trying to remember.
She was a bad boy.
He was a bad boy. He wore all denim. That was his own fault. Mm-hmm. I think he...
Maybe he was just apologizing for the ramen noodle hair. I haven't seen it.
Sorry I ever looked like that. I honestly don't remember that part of the documentary super well. But they broke up, and I think he kind of went on like a little PR media run, kind of trashing her. And kind of like, he put out a couple songs that were supposed to be like suggested that like, she did me wrong. And now he's like, oh, that may not have been the truth.
But is it worth the watch?
I think so. It's pretty short. Hour 15, maybe.
Okay.
It's done by the New York Times. Oh, this is a helpful tip for anyone out there. If you're trying to watch it, it's very hard to find because it's not just, you can't just type in Britney Spears and there's something called Britney Spears. If you type it in, it's like the New York Times has a series and this is like episode 7 in their series.
Oh.
That actually, it took me a while to find it.
What's the series called?
It's like, I don't know, the New York Times documentary stuff. I think that's verbatim what it's called.
Okay, nice.
Like, there's nothing about Britney Spears or what you click on. You just have to find it.
And what's the episode, the title of the episode?
Something this, like this Britney Unchained. Chick. And then it says Britney Spears. I forget what it's called.
Britney Unchained. This crazy bald chick.
She's not bald anymore. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called. Unshaken, unbroken, un-Britney.
So I guess they made this documentary about her against her will.
Because
she has no say in anything.
Maybe. Yeah. But it seems like they, like... or trying to help her out a little bit. Shed a little light on what's going on.
Okay.
So, it's good. You been watching anything?
Wow.
Just the beach, probably?
I watched half of Tenet last night.
Yeah, how was that?
It was a bit long. Wanted to go to bed, so no spoilers, please. Love it. It's a classic Christopher Nolan movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made the Inception, the Interstellar. Just, he's someone, I don't know if he writes it as well or directs it, but someone comes with a crazy idea.
Yeah, is he the guy who has these ideas?
So, this movie is like, basically these guns... They don't shoot the bullets forward. They're in reverse. So the bullet already was shot in the future, and bullet comes back into your gun.
That seems super easy to comprehend.
Yeah, it's awesome. But it's classic, you know, the bad guy is like from Ukraine or something. It's awesome.
Huh. And is the movie, I feel like Christopher Nolan's thing, like I just recently watched Dunkirk, or at least tried to. It was not as good as I was thinking it was going to be.
Wow.
Like,
you Dunkirk, like, do you like Spider-Man?
Never seen Spider-Man.
Do you like Batman?
I like Batman.
Do you like Godzilla versus King Kong? Or
I will not see that movie.
Okay. I was just doing a temperature check.
Okay, yeah, thanks. but like Memento, another Christopher Nolan movie, like, and Dunkirk, I feel like he's big on like timelines, like multiple timelines, like Interstellar. They go to this other country. Oh, it's been 96 years or mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything like that going on? Like, yes. Oh, actually, now you're living in reverse too.
Yeah. And there's like somehow you're living simultaneously with your both. It gets.
Did Benjamin Button ever get mentioned or talked about? Anything like that going
on? I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
You haven't got to
Benjamin Button. I'd imagine that's probably the big reveal. It's like
Act 3 is yeah. Brad Pitt comes in. Super old.
That's what I think.
That's special.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I'm glad to be back in the home parts.
The home parts. Right?
The home parts. Bits and zits and...
Pits.
Pits.
Yeah, dude. It's... I can't wait to travel. I'm going to Phoenix this weekend. I get some warmth and then... I'm next going thing you know, to
Phoenix next weekend.
Hot dog.
Bachelor party.
Wow. And then we're going.
Then we're going.
Can we announce it? No, you have announced
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to Phoenix.
People know. We're going to tour. Then we're going to Phoenix in April. Big Phoenix eyes.
My roommate Harrison, his 30th birthday is in April. And so we were like, we should do something big for it, whatever. And it's on Phoenix? April 7th. And he was like, dude, I think I'm going to come to your and Trey's show for my 30th birthday. I was
wow.
Like, really? He's like, I got some friends in Phoenix. I was like, that's awesome. I was like, you know, it's like a. It's like a Tuesday night. He's like, I'll come to Phoenix. So
let's go. Well, the first Phoenix show sold out.
Okay.
I saw the email.
Well, he can.
But there, I mean, there's probably tickets.
I'll call him on speakerphone. He'll be fine. He'll sit outside.
Nice.
Hey, sorry, dude.
The 7th is, we're going to have a show on the 7th too, I bet.
Okay. That's his birthday. So
it'll be a good time.
Yeah. I used the time while you were gone to really get fired up about stand up again.
Cool.
Like just writing a bunch and just like going over what I have written. Like I'm so pumped about it.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I need to do some more writing. I've been jotting stuff down. I'm excited about.
It's gonna be good stuff. I got some good stuff. You know, I got COVID swabbed mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, and that gave me a 5-minute bit nice. Right there. One, because everyone's done it, and two, just how similar swabbing and what I imagine sexual intercourse is like. Mm-hmm. Really excited to explore those similarities.
Cool. Wow.
Okay. On stage.
Yeah.
With a person from the audience. Come to the show, guys. You'll see.
Yeah. We got to test everybody.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think I was talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. Of course. So, yeah, I'm excited. Hey, but before that, Connecticut. If we got any Connecticutians out there.
Yeah, that's well. We're coming to Bridgeport, baby. So come on.
Bridgeport. 3 shows in Bridgeport.
5 right? shows.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have fans in Bridgeport?
Apparently. We're selling them, baby.
Really?
So that was a very pleasant surprise. Sold out. So they're like 150 capacity in Bridgeport right now. So cool. It was like 750 tickets, math.
Look at you.
Sold like almost 500 day one.
Dude, that's so impressive.
Bridgeport.
And is that the same city that big Netflix show is from? Bridgeporterton? Is that what that show is talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a very regal city.
Yeah,
so
sweet.
I don't know how you're... It's gonna be a hot take to bring out your swab test joke, but I'm excited for it.
It'll be cool to see the set and like the whole setting from the show in person. Bridgeporterton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's exciting.
Yeah, I've got that. I'm going. Luckily, that happened. I was like, I need to warm up because I have a show at UConn College.
Go University Huskies.
Connecticut, and get a little warmed up. So we'll see. That one's just for college kids. I think they're putting like 300 or 400 kids in like a theater that holds 3,000. So it'll be very just a brutal way to perform. But
yeah,
I'm excited about it.
I did a little performing like that this weekend, Saturday night. Brad and I got asked to volunteer for... this like youth ministry thing where we were like the host of this event, and it was like pretty decent sized sanctuary with about 70 high school kids in there.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it was a good.
Wait, you were asked to just like, hey, come entertain them, or was it a little more direction than that?
We didn't get a lot of direction, but our role was to be the host for like this fake award show. So they were giving out like year long awards for like best small group, best video, best dance, whatever. Okay. It was supposed to be like an award show. And so Brad and I were just like the host in between acts and stuff. And yeah, didn't have a lot of direction, but
no sins in the fire.
Yeah, we didn't have them do anything with their sins. We actually said,
did y'all just wing it, or did you?
Yeah,
okay, fun.
But it was really fun. It was, yeah, it was great. We were just like played a couple characters. We actually, Brad and I had recently both just seen War Dogs. You ever seen that movie?
No.
Dude, that's a movie you should see. Okay. Not to be like that. Dude, you got, yeah, how have you not seen War Dogs, dude? War Dogs. But that's a very good movie. Very underrated. I'm not going to hype it up too much. Just go watch War Dogs. But Jonah Hill has a character in that movie. So when you watch it, just imagine Brad, like slick back hair and just like this weird laugh. It's not like it's like a, that's how he laughs in the movie. Cool. And the kids loved it. He basically just became that for the children.
That's kind of his claim to fame at this point.
So try it in UConn if your normal stuff isn't working.
Cool.
Become a character from a movie.
Got it. Yeah, I'm trying to, people might enjoy this. Let's see what notes I have right now of stuff I might try to turn into a bit.
I like this. Let's see what we have.
Let's see what I got here. Oh, I think this could be something I really like. I tend to sit in the emergency exit rows now that I'm starting to get on planes again.
Okay.
And it's just funny, like, hey, we just need to know you're willing to like help people. And if you give a verbal yes, like yes. And it's just like, I'm lying. I'm not, you think this goes down. I'm something, you know, something about you. Know,
excuse me. Anyone need help? Yeah. I verbally agreed to it. I have to abide by this.
I mean, it's like I race ahead of people to make sure I like get my Chipotle burrito before them.
Yeah,
it's like now it's like, oh, we're in the Atlantic. After you? No.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't hold the door open for people when they go to Chipotle because I want to go in before them.
Your knee was in my seat the whole flight.
You shut that baby up earlier. Maybe.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Yeah. You ma'am, leave the baby. That baby was pissing me off. Yeah,
you can come. This is good. Leave the baby. I got one. I think I'm pro-bullying / how do they cast the kids in like these anti-bullying commercials? Are they just like, you look like you've been bullied.
That's great.
You want to get in here?
We're trying to like shut down the bullying. Fat kid with braces. this good looking kid that we're paying double, he's going to berate you. Just acting.
Just be yourself.
I know.
Just be yourself. You're perfect for it. You're perfect for it. Get
that
in there.
Is always a great thing people forget. You already have like, all right, this is us. We want this character who can kind of like, you know, be relatable to people who have like a weight issue and that can be your insecurity. So huge fat actress. You're perfect for this role. It's like, okay, yeah, well,
I think about that, like all the jokes at Phyllis in the office. I mean, they're just brutal to her.
So brutal, dude.
Like, Phyllis is a lesbian. No, I'm not. Yeah. What? You make absolutely no attempt to be feminine. Like, it's just so mean.
You gotta be like, good. Like yeah.
A hornet sting. Where did the hornet sting her? Upper dress. Mm-hmm. Oh, poor hornet.
Mm-hmm. I just wrote this one liner down. I don't know if this is anything. Monster Jam is like Hot Wheels for adults who can't afford Hot Wheels.
That does sound like a Trey bit, right?
I don't know if that makes sense, but
that's funny. I wrote down this is just true. It's in Kansas City, my favorite pizza place here is right next to a gay bar. And so I just think that's kind of funny. Like you could do some similarities. Like I love a cheese pizza, but they're interested in sausage. You know, the things that they tell me in and out of there because it has happened.
What if a historian got memory loss? Just wrote that down. I don't know.
I wrote down, Trey's married and I'm not, so occasionally he'll help me out with the ladies. I'm also a 7 on the Enneagram and Trey is an 8, so I guess either way you look at it, that makes him my wingman.
Okay. Ooh, that's clever.
It's more of a tweet.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's nice.
I'll extrapolate it.
I once took a girl on a date to Olive Garden, and I feel like there's got to be something there about it. They literally say when you're there, you're family. And so I'm like,
wait.
If you've ever been like, either it's like, did I take it too fast? Or I'm like, I'm merely your bro, is what I basically did.
I've been trying to come up with like fun like dichotomies of like things you can do at Walmart but not a first date, or things you love to. Here's the one I'm really excited about. I'm trying to figure out how to work it in. Things you'd love to hear on your honeymoon but not from your doctor. I feel like it's kind of inappropriate though, and I'm not sure how to do it. But things like I'm not going to be using any latex the entire time, stuff like that. It's like a fun dichotomy of like the sensation should last really a morning.
We have to call maybe like have you start opening for
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. That's mostly what I got right now. I wrote stuff down like in the past few months. I've done my first Pilates class, my first hot yoga class. We have a Peloton now. Like just being married, the amount of crazy contortionist type. I mean Pilates. You strap into like a torture chamber. It's very bizarre. So, something with that.
Yeah, we're down. Words that have changed definitions over time, specifically like since COVID, drive by became like a really cute word. Yeah. Now, like, Aw, you did a drive-by.
That's good. Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, that's so adorable. Your whole family got together for a drive-by.
You're just like a, yeah, some sheltered white person goes to like South Chicago. Like, they're just, there's a lot of drive-bys here.
Wow.
Can I come?
And they had those cute little red bandanas on. Every one of them. Oh. I loved how, and they were like waving to me or something.
Yeah.
Like, they had these cool little signs how they wave. Oh, that was fun.
Oh,
I love that. Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah, so that's, look, if I have anything else randomly right now, I think that's all I got right now.
Every app is a dating app if you want it bad enough.
True.
That's just true. Mm-hmm. It was just Valentine's Day, guys.
That's Bed Bath and Beyond Me. It's just a little pun I wrote down.
Yeah, I was just looking, Head, Shoulders, Knees and Toes body wash.
Just a little pun. That's good. That's good. Also, yeah, I've always written down a couple that are really inappropriate that I'll never get to say, but I think that are funny. I'll share with the guys off the podcast.
Yeah, no, just us into the microphone right now.
That's kind of dark. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. It's pretty fun. I also have some bits from those live stream things I did a while back, like one or two I liked. I don't know if I'm going to do that again, but could be worth playing with.
Yeah, that's what's so fun about comedy. It's like it's always changing. Every set's different. Every audience is different. You can play with it.
Mm. Yeah. If anybody's in Bridgeport or Phoenix, tell us, comment on the Do Less Guest site what's like the local stuff we need to know to make fun of.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to work some local stuff into what I'm doing too. It's good to know.
Yeah.
We were going to do one in the segment. Oh, yeah. Spoken Word Up, right?
Spoken Word Up.
Oh, you got a text.
Getting texts from my friends. I fractured that off. Hopefully none of them are weird. No, they're chill.
One says, I can't believe you punched Connor at the beach. I'm like, I knew it. I knew you got in an actual fight at the beach.
Oh, there's the ones I got. Maybe if you noticed, my wife texted me and said, do you care if I eat the leftovers? That was 30 minutes ago. I guarantee she went ahead and ate them.
That's good.
And then my buddy texted me and said, it's like a, doesn't even make sense, actually. He says, I'll email you back. I'd emailed him something. That's a thing.
That's good to send a text saying I will email you back. That's what I want. Definitely.
That's nice.
Send me more texts.
All the write me a letter saying you'll call me. We're gonna do Spoken Word Up.
I'm gonna turn the skateboard upside down for this.
Nice. Jake, do you want to go first?
I would love to. Spit some bars. What's my
spit some bars?
What's it about?
We're gonna do a little Spoken Word Up. I gotta fire up some music for you. Again, this is secured really well, so you gotta be careful. Pit check.
They don't feel great.
Pit check. Then it's out.
Got to air them out.
By the way, Do Less Guests, getting closer to 1 million subscribers on YouTube. That'll be pretty cool.
Say 1 million Do Less Guests. Like, what?
Yeah.
You told Derek about that.
Believe this, but I'm about to be on the Forbes top 100. We are making
a huge deal.
Tens of millions of dollars a month.
That is sweet, though. 922,000.
Thanks, guys. What am I? I was going to look up poetry music. It's a thing, right?
Poetry music.
Royalty free, baby.
Yeah.
So Derek can make sure we... Okay. Free spoken word instrumental. Okay, Jake. Your spoken word going on this episode is zits, pits, and bits.
Zits, pits, and bits. Let's do it.
This ad'll... There's another... Two ads now YouTube's doing, which we're thankful for.
Thank you all for coming today to Lionel's Tea House. It's my first time doing a spoken word. I'm a little nervous, but mainly just excited.
Your bravery is appreciated here.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's explore, shall we? This is called...
Zits, Pits, and Bits.
Thank you. It's my ghostwriter. Zits, Pits, and Bits. This is my first time in this place, and I'm sure you all are looking deeply into my face. Complexion not bad, skin a little pale, doing my best, not drinking any ale. You know what it is, every day in the shower, loads of time, almost an hour, washing my pits, my bits, and trying to get off those zits. Jake, how do you do it? People come up and ask me. They take off their mask. Whoa, your face is covered in masks, Nee. Oh. Thank you, thank you. I just tell them what I'll tell all of you. It's a household secret. I use dog doo-doo. That's right, that's symbolism. Right. I take it in little pieces. I wait for the dog to leave behind his feces. Slam rhyme.
Symbolism.
Yes. Symbolism for this economy? Is it a bubble? Is it Biden? I don't know. I am just trying my best with no words. All I have is my brain to tell you that I keep my skin and my life not insane. Zits, pits, and bits. Thank you. Oh, I did it. I did it. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Right on you had time. A little timer for me.
Yeah. I don't know why that.
That was like my wrap it up music.
That was excellent. Now.
Wow. What an experience. You really never know what's going to happen. Oh, please, everyone, welcome to the stage, Thomas. Thomas is going to do a little poem that he wrote called All the Different Fruits.
Thank you for that splendid intro, Jay.
Yes, yes. Everyone, let's be respectful. This is his first time.
Fruits, fruits, fruits. Oranges, bananas, apples so forsaken, all of the fruits, all of them even, Clay Aiken, the peaches, the grapes, the smoothies, aren't they great? But why do we need to blend the fruits just to drink it? Can't we just take a bite of that apple and believe in it? The fruits, they're vitamins. They're in us, they're around us. Clay Aiken should have won American Idol. I think he deserved it. I'm not a monkey, but I love bananas. I'm not perfect, but I'll eat the apple from the tree. I'm not a big-waisted woman, but I like pears. Mm-hmm. And I'm not from Georgia, but I got a southern peach. And I'm here today, happy to be in front of you all, with Derek and my co-host Jake. And I promise you, that's not a strawberry in my pants. I'm just happy to see you.
I was hoping you would go there before you went.
Thank you.
I was hoping.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that is spoken word up.
Wow. All that and more in Bridgeport, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix on the 7th.
Ooh. I really derailed after the first line there. I couldn't really get it together, but.
Those things are scary. You just don't, you know, that much improv and there's like an expectation of rhyme. You're like, I don't know what I'm even saying right now.
Oh, man. But
good stuff. Good exercise.
Yeah. What's Clay Aiken up to, man? Hope he's killing it.
Where did I see him recently? Not like in person. Not like at TJ Maxx. But like, I feel like he was in some show, like doing some cameo.
Probably cameo.
Probably maybe just cameo. The website cameo.
Oh, I have an interesting. I want to hear this. Your take on this. I am on the Cameo app.
Nice.
Great app. If you don't know what it is, it's where you can ask your favorite celebs and influencers alike to do a little personalized video for you. And I got one request that was like, oh my gosh, ask my girl, my bestie, to be one of my bridesmaids. You actually know her from college. Da-da-da-da-da. This is okay. From her friend so-and-so. And it's a girl I knew very well in college, like one of my closest friends. Weird. That we like hung out in the same circle. And so I either this girl is clueless or it's like an ironic ask. So I haven't completed the request because I don't know how to play it. I think I'm just gonna acknowledge it for what it is and just be like, I guess you want to pay me this, but I'll be like, hey, it's been a while. Hope all is well. I see you got married. Congrats. Your friend wants you to be her bridesmaid. Long time no see.
What an interesting situation.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, wow. Because, yeah, it would make sense if, like, your good friend was the one paying for it for, like, someone else who's, like, a
fan. It's like her high school friend, so I don't know the girl who asked for it. But yeah. I know the girl really well. But
it's like Tenet. They reversed it on you.
Yeah, it's like impossible. It's got to be impossible that if this girl's truly a fan of mine and it's like, look at this video, that the girl I know wouldn't be like, yeah, I was, like, good friends with them.
Yeah, it's true. We had, like, three classes together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is tough because, yeah, you're right. There is a chance that they're, like, making fun of you.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
She's going to love this because we think it's so funny that Trey's, like, famous now or whatever.
So I think my thing I want to do is do the first 95% of it like I would any cameo. So they'll be like, oh, my gosh, what an idiot. He really, like, didn't know. Like, what's up? Like, so-and-so wants you to be her bridesmaid. Like, thanks. I heard you're a big fan of mine. Do let's God bless. And by the way, yeah, it's been a while. Remember when we hung out in college? Later. Yeah, just like that.
That's so interesting.
Yeah,
that's so
unique. That's a first. And then I get some other funny cameos and people be like, I'm Diane, I'm a big fan, would you tell everyone in Winona County to buy the real estate from me? I'm like, okay, I'm not getting involved with that.
It's like, I'm not sure what I'm advertising here. Hey, if you're going to buy a 12-gauge, do it from Rodney down the street. And Rodney's gun, auto body, tire and lube, and now offering suntan oils.
Yeah. No. There you go. Just do it. Yeah, I'll say anything.
I'll say anything. I don't care.
I feel like in the early days, I did a cameo proposal. So it's like right when it came out, you know, and I'm like, I'm willing to deal. I'm not turning down any dollars.
Yeah.
And I think it was like, please ask Diane, the love of my life. Like, I want to spend the rest of my life with her. Tell her that. And, like, I'm ready to step in and be a true father to her son. And I did that cameo. So that's going to come back to buy me.
That's so funny. You know. And here's the deal, Diane. He's not just ready to commit to you. He's ready to commit to James as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's going to be around more. Nights, weekends, taking him to school, dropping him off.
Dropping him off.
PTA meetings.
Yes. He's gonna stop assaulting the biological father. They're cool now.
They're cool now. He's gonna stop stealing fireworks from him.
And you know, and just, by the way, heard you're a big fan. Follow me on Instagram.
God bless.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Those are always
a pro pickleball player that I follow on Instagram. I saw that he recently is on Cameo.
Nice.
So one, how much could he possibly charge for this? Two, I don't think he's a real big tech wizard because like the video of him announcing him now on Cameo starts off just like.
No way.
What's up, guys? I just wanted to pop in. It's like 5 seconds. I'm like, do you not know you're recording? Or like, do you not.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves. I mean, I get if you're a regular dude or whatever, but I follow people with, I mean, the million plus followers.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do an Insta story like this. Hey guys, what's up? Dude, you do this for a living.
Yeah. Oh, just it's bothersome.
Edit the story or time it better.
or the end, too. All right, so like I said, it's available now. 10% off if you swipe up right now.
Yeah.
And like they're still recording the whole time? Oh, gosh.
I know. I don't get that. But anything else?
Anything else?
Man, that was some good stuff. Very pumped to get on the road. We got some great videos in the queue, and 2021's looking up, man.
Looking up,
I think it is.
We're going to Phoenix back-to-back weekends. How fun is that?
That is fun.
I'm going to leave you with something, a little geocache.
I keep forgetting I still have a wedding to
do
that's been postponed for a year, so.
Yeah, I should probably book my flight for that, because it's happening, right?
Yeah. I've had multiple people text me, like, when are you getting there? I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, definitely before.
Yeah.
I'll be sometime.
Katie's and my probably biggest ordeal up to this point in our relationship is I'm a punctuality guy.
Good.
She is not. And
yin and yang.
That's just continually been a thing. And so I made the kind of funny, like in an argument, very over the top thing that said, okay, cool. Hey, I'm going to show up to our wedding at 6:29. Because her thing is, I'll be like, hey, breakfast expires at 10:30 a.m. at this. It's free. Let's go. And we'll get there at 10:28. And they're kind of like, no. And she's like, what? But to be fair, it was 10:20. I was like, surely you could see.
You have to understand.
We could have been maybe a little earlier. So I was like, so I'll show up to our ceremony at 6:29.
I mean, it's before the ceremony, right?
Yeah. And so she loved that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. But that's, so I'm just saying there is still potential that that's when I arrive.
Okay, cool.
Because I do, I might have to double, triple down on that.
Yeah, that's fair. It'd be really fun.
Work well.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, hey. Good episode. We learned that Katie might be trying to kill you. I don't know anything about fruit.
So. It's one of those, what's it called? Yeah, when they like purposely make your child or spouse ill so you can kind of cover and take care of them / control them.
Oh, yeah. That's one show on Hulu.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
She like shaved her child and told everyone she had cancer. I didn't watch it, but...
This was a big show on Netflix for a while. It was kind of trending for just a month or two. It was like... something about these people who had these very rare, unexplainable like issues or illnesses. I don't know if you remember it, but
not ringing any bells.
You know, it'd be this guy like there's like this young girl who she could not keep any food down no matter what it was at all. And so obviously that's very it's an ordeal. She's going to all these specialists, da da da, and she go to these couple different doctors, and the mother. Quite clearly was like a very scary domineering mother who was like, no, that's not what she needs. And the doctor be like, she should take this medicine. She's like, no.
Ooh.
And basically the documentary almost ends with like roasting her like, to this day, she still struggles and she won't take her medicine.
Dang.
And I talked about it on Correct Opinions, like episode 8 or something. Just like, y'all, we got a crazy mom who, you know, back when it was trending. And I got a DM from like that girl's sister or something. And it's just crazy because, I mean... like I'm very grateful that quite a few people listen to Correct Opinions, but it's not like there's not like millions of people listening to Correct Opinions. So I'm just shocked. It's amazing how I think they were from Utah, which explains it. But somehow they heard about it. She's like, how dare you judge?
Wow.
And I was like,
I mean, now that you mention that, it's crazy that
she needs to take her medicine.
Yeah. More people don't reach out to you every time you've roasted an Axley and a hatchback.
There's been a good amount.
Yeah, like that's actually my daughter.
It's actually not that too. It's actually surprisingly not that many people have, but there's been a I'm trying to think if there's any others because it is entertaining. I don't think so. You haven't gotten any
I don't think so. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
There's been a couple times where I'm nervous. I'm like, okay, I really went into detail about that guy. I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast. But yeah, I think so far so good.
Yeah, I'm good. I have like only two or three stories like that.
Nice. Just the breastfeeder.
Yeah, that was not a good one. I roasted some guy who did like a whole cinematic video for like the pregnancy announcement.
Oh.
And that guy's like brother DM me or something. He's like, how dare you or something.
Good question.
But I think that's it.
Yeah.
Which is good. You know, I'm roasting a lot of people and people are good.
That's a good ratio.
Yeah.
You need a how dare you.
Oh, I had a random one. This is funny. I was making fun of like a dog maternity shoot. It's kind of a popular thing.
That's
and everyone's
fair.
Like, whatever. And this random guy who I recognized because I think he was the guy who made all those Run It Back Kansas City shoes.
Okay.
Do you see those?
No.
All funny. The players had them. He kept blowing me up on like all three of my Instagram accounts.
Okay.
Like, do you ever have the courage to like tag the people you're roasting? Which is a common thing I get on like the meme page. I'm like, should I tag the people I'm just berating? I don't think hey, by the way, guys, see this photo? That is so stupid. I'm going to make fun of it. It was made by this person.
It's all me, guys. Right here.
And also to that, I make fun of people all the time to their face. It's one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have I once made fun of a baby name from someone I knew very personally.
Yeah.
I posted on my story.
Yeah, good.
Which I think is always good to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to roast. Katie's going to be like, let's name it this. And then it'll make the podcast baby name section.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a crazy baby name just for you to make fun of too.
We should do a bet or something.
Yeah.
If you like bomb on stage, you have to name your daughter Olivia. Olivia with a PH.
That's rough.
That is rough.
That is rough.
Olivia.
Olivia. That's a good bet.
Yeah.
I like that. All right.
Deal.
Bridgeport.
All right. Duelist guest. Comment what you want to see in the section. We'll read comments on some of the pods. Hit up the comment section. Tell your friends. And merch dropping tomorrow.
Heyo.
New merch. Thanks again.
Skate life.
Later.